Hello, I'm Lori Storm, and this is your reality check. America is literally afire with scandal these days, many of which tear at the very fabric of our nation and its founding principles. The IRS is targeting individuals whose political ideology doesn't fall in line with the dictatorial president. Four Americans were killed in Benghazi in a terrorist attack on our embassy, and we still haven't brought the perpetrators to justice, or even really admitted it was a terrorist attack. The border is awash with illegals from God only knows where, being bused and flown to small towns all over this country without so much as a notice to the towns or the states they end up in. But the latest scandal threatens to overshadow them all. In fact, Eric Holder sent a team from the Justice Department to investigate. Where did this latest scandal occur? Right here in sleepy Norfolk, Nebraska, my friends. Yes, the local 4th of July parade in Norfolk featured a float with an outhouse on it, and a sign hung on the outhouse which said, Obama Presidential Library. Well, Gloria Katharima, who attended the parade, was, quote, deeply unhappy, end quote, about the float, and said that it had scared her. Glory, mind you, is a native of Kenya. Well, Glory, here in America, we have this little item called the First Amendment. You may not be familiar with it, as Kenyans don't have one, and probably won't for some time. But this item is very important to us here in America, and to our way of life. We call it freedom of speech, with freedom, of course, being the important part of that sentence. If you don't like our governing document, the Constitution, which grants us the freedom of expression and speech, I would invite you to travel back to Kenya. You see, immigrants who respect our freedoms, customs, and laws are welcome here, Ms. Katharima. Those who wish to change our system to reflect their own ideology are not. Period. You see, if we allow you, and all of the other people flooding our immigration system, to bring with you the tyranny, poverty, and most importantly, the lack of respect for individual rights you seem to be fleeing, you will simply turn our country into the same country you fled to get here. I, for one, would have a problem with that. I'm Lori Storm. Thanks for joining me for a reality check. News you won't hear on the news.